schlep and schlep and schlep. So I don't
like when it starts to schlep. I'm sure you don't either. And just to recap briefly where we're up to and try to get some clarity in this, we had been discussing this question about whether or not if it's ain kavan also levatel, then you're taking something, let's say, and grinding it up for a totally different purpose, not for the purpose of bittel, would that be a violation of bittelus l'chadchila? And we said the practical question is buying the strawberries or the like that are possibly infested with bugs that are mute hamotsui, suffolk, if they are there or not. And the halacha would be, or would the halacha allow it or not, because you're putting it into a smoothie, so you're going to blend it, and it's going to be batel. Shal is if the lechatchila you're allowed to do so. So what we saw was the Yerushalmi, well, first of all, the Mishnah in Orla, Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda, the machlokas as to whether or not you're allowed to harvest the trees lechatchila when you have an Orla or Kili Akerim tree mixed in, or and then the question of whether or not the Mishnah in Trumos, when you have Truma and Chul mixed together, and the Truma, Perek Hay, in Trumos, and they don't have a 100-to-1 ratio, but the Chul is Yafeh Minat Truma, and if you were to grind it, by volume you'd have more than 100-to-1, it'd be Batel. So the Mishnah says if you do grind it, it's good. The Yerushalmi says if you grind it, but you can grind it L'chatchila, right? L'chatchila it's Mutter to grind. This Yerushalmi's layout different from mine. But l'chatchila it's mutter to grind. Why? The Yerushalmi brings down two possibilities. One possibility is it's mutter to grind l'chatchila, because this Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah in Orla, who's matir also to harvest the trees l'chatchila, so l'shita so, that as long as you're not kavanos levatel, good enough, you're allowed l'chatchila to go there and do that. The second possibility Yerushalmi brought down was that, no, the heter mevatel here, or the heter rather to grind it, is because the Kohen, who gets the dimua, is also going to grind it, which means it's already omeid to be ground. And it's almost like, as we said on Thursday, so kol omeid li tochein ki tochun dami. It's like it's already ground up, and already like there is the shear there. You're allowed to view it now, pre-grinding, like there's the shear there and it was ground because it was omeid to be ground. L'may nafkamina. So the Yerushalmi's nafkamina would be, if it's not truma that makes it mixed in, but let's say it's an orla or kili akerim that's mixed in, because that's not omeid to be ground and be used by the Kohen. That's not omeid to be ground and used by anybody. And therefore, that would be, according to the first svar, but it's Rabbi Yehuda's position that mutar l'chatchila, as long as not kavanos levatel, good. Second understanding, no good. We saw also the Orchos Chaim. And the Orchos Chaim brought down in the Tshuvos this case of the ants that got stuck in the honey, and that the way you're misaken the honey is that you melt it. You melt it, it liquefies. Once it liquefies, you can strain it, strain out the ants. When you melt it, you're causing the infusion of the tam of the nemolim into the honey. So, but it's batel. But aim mevatel nis l'chatchila. But you're not chavonos levatel. You're trying not to be mevatel of the ants. So you're trying to get rid of them. And therefore, it's not chavonos levatel. It would sound like, again, ein kavanos levatel is enough to allow you to do an act that would create a construct of bittel, as long as you're not intending to be mevatel. Well, that's the.
Able to repeat the second teretz of the Yerushalmi again. What was the second teretz of
the Yerushalmi? Second teretz of the Yerushalmi was that the dimua, the chulin and the truma together are all made to be ground by the kohen anyway. So when you're grinding it, you can look at it like it's already been ground. Because that's what it's omeid for. I'll show you in a moment that some of the mechabrim today actually apply that Yerushalmi, the very interesting application and practice to this question. But we'll get there in a minute. What we saw also was the Trumas Hadeshen. Trumas Hadeshen throws a big wrench into the works. The Trumas Hadeshen was asked a question about these wheat kernels shehit liu, right? And the wheat kernels that there's wormholes in them, you put them down, then worms running everywhere. It's lovely, it's gewaldig, right? Geschmack. And so the Trumas Hadeshen was asked, is there a heter to these wheat kernels? He says, I don't see a clear path to a heter, but maybe there is a heter. And I see people are mekel bedavar to grind them up. Why? Because when you grind them, so the goyim who do the grinding tell us that they don't find worms in the grinding anyway because they run away from the noise and from the, Vashmacharai kol rash godol, right? So, I don't know if the worms also say baruch kvar Hashem imkomo, but they run away, right? Because they hear the sound and the noise. They're not there. Plus, You already took out, he says, what you got to do is you got to go ahead and check all of them and make sure you remove all the ones with holes in them where worms could go out and come in. And once you removed all the ones with holes that worms can go out and come in, so you're a mevayer of those that you could be mevayer. So then you can grind it. Maybe there's still worms in there. So then if there's still worms in there, it's batel, right? Still worms in there, it's batel. Ain't vatel list the chatchila. Yeah, but your kavon is not to be mevatel here. Your kavon is to grind it up, right? So Rabbi Akiva Eiger, in the Chuvos and Siman Ayin Zayin, he points out that Betshumas Hadeshen does not go as a first order of business to the Orchos Chaim and this Svara. Once it's Ein Kavanos Levatel, it's enough if it was. The Chumas Hadeshen should have said, you know, you asked me these Chitim Sheit Liu, is there an Eitzah? The answer is, oh yeah, slam dunk. I got an easy answer. Ein Kavanos Levatel. Grind them up, you're good to go, right? Says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, no. That would be a problem with Ein Vatel List L'Chatchila. If you know that they're Vadai there, and you're trying to remove them, that'd be a problem. What about the Orchos Chaim and the ants? So the Rikki Vega offers two distinct svaros, but very interrelated. One is that, no, it's very different. Because one is kavanoso is not just not levatel, but your kavon is to get rid of it. Right? My kavon is to take the Isser and get it out. My kavon is to take the Isser and get it out. That's one thing. Here my kavana is not, it's neutral. It's not to get rid of the Isser. It's not to keep the Isser. Stop it, to grind it up. So says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, maybe the Orchos Chaim is saying, bedavka, when your kavana is to get it out. So in that case, I would say that's not a problem with Ein Vatel L'Chatchila. But if your kavana is neutral, maybe that is. That's number one. Number two, huge difference, is that when you're dealing with the ants that are involved in the honey, so I'm getting all the ants out. They're not staying. I'm straining them. All that I'm being mevatel there is tam. So it could be that if there's a bittul tam, and it's a shayla of a problem of bittul tam because of ein mevatel nisa l'chatchila, that'll be one thing. But if it's a bittul b'moshos, that's much more severe. If I'm being, you're talking here not just about the tam of the bugs, but the mamoshos of the bugs that are going to get into the actual wheat kernels when you grind them. That's a problem, ein mevatel nisa l'chatchila. We explained this last time based on the Noda Yehuda. That there's a big chiluk in Ein Mevatel L'Chatchila, is it Deraisa or Derabanan, between Bittul Tam, Zroa B'Shela, where there Tosel says Derabanan, versus Bittul Mamoshos, like the Tzipore Mitzora, where there we would say Ein Mevatel L'Chatchila Deraisa. So then you would be Mechalik between a Ein Kavanos Levatel, where it is intention to be Mevatel V'Tam, or not, I shouldn't say intention not to be mevatel, but you're mevatel b'tam, versus ein kamaros levatel, mevatel l'mamoshos. That's where we left off on Thursday. Now, well, I would...
It's pashut that when you get the tam out of the ants, that will have enough to mevatel it?
Well, I don't know if it's pashut, but in this case it is. Meaning... Well,
why?
Because the number of ants in there are not enough.
I guess I'm missing something. So when does it become that it's a problem? How many ants?
60 to 1. You know the numbers.
So you have to have a massive amount of ants, in other words.
Yeah, you have to have a huge number of ants in order to have a mixture, but there's not 60 parts honey to one part ant. Now, one could also argue, which we'll get to Emir Tzashem later on, that if you have dvorim that are ma'usim, shenavshu shel adam kalto bahem, you don't have to mevatel b'tam, right? The Rashba shita, we'll get to the Rashba, the Shach afterwards, if we paskin like that, lalacha, but you have shitos in the Rishonim that we don't have to worry about tam of things that are vile. That's not a tam that's going to aser to begin with. You know, in other words, there's no saying tam lifgam, and there's no saying tam that is simply pogum, right? So it's not really ger, it's not karina vela, the things that people would never eat, maybe that would be the cheshbon as well. But let's assume for argument's sake here, simply enough in the Orchos Chaim, there's 60 to 1. Okay, now that was rapid fire because it was just review. Now I'll slow down. Breathe. Now we'll slow it down a little bit here in order to get to this. So the Rabbi Akiva Eiger is offering that there is a chiluk between the bittul mamoshos and the bittul of the tam, and there's a chiluk between where it's kavanoso to get rid of it versus kavanoso to, like I said, something else, just to grind it because that's the way you grind it, etc. So bottom line though, and this is very important, the Shulchan Aruch in Pei Dalet paskins both these halachos, both the dvash, and also the halacha of the chitim shehit li, right?
Why does Rabbi Akiva have to say both of those things? Wouldn't one be enough to be mitaretz?
See, he says kind of both of them, but he's, I think both are sforos, right? Both are strong sforos. Which one is right? Which one is wrong? I don't know. Both are chilukim. So Shulchan Aruch in Pei Dalad and Sifya Dalad paskins the following: chitim mituloim mutar litochnon, right? So the wormed chitim, you're allowed to grind them. V'shiraket akemach l'or hayom, but you have to sift the flour by daylight. And v'chol hatolash yirasham yizrkenu v'shar mutar. Any tolash you see that you have to throw out, the rest is mutar. And he cites the Trumas Hadeshin in Siman Kufnun Hay here in the Rambam. So clearly, the Trumas Hadeshin is the halacha, and the Orach HaTzayim is the halacha. So then, my point is, Riki Vager is telling you, he's not arguing Shulchan Aruch, he's not arguing Trumas Hadeshin, he's asking why the Trumas Hadeshin needs this additional svar. Riki Vager would tell you that when it comes to a bittul of mamoshus, or when it comes to a ein kavanos levatel, where your kavanah is not to get rid of the iser, there you have to do everything you can to avoid the iser being in there and try to remove the iser as much as possible, right? Kivager is telling you there, it's not enough to say, okay, it's ein mevatlin iser l'chatchila, so gezundein. It's like a, you know, it's ein mevatlin iser l'chatchila hutra b'tzibur. It's not hutra b'tzibur, it's dechuya b'tzibur. Or dechuya in your new ninja blend of it you got from a new Dan's deal. Right? V'amevin yovin, right? You got to keep up with the Torah, so right. That's not a hutra, it's a dechuya. Meaning, the when it comes to the ants and the honey, it's a hutra. If you're trying to get rid of the yisur and you're getting only tam, that's not a vatal tam. That's not a vatal lishal chatchila. That's fine. But if my purpose and my goal is to do something else, not for getting rid of the yisur, and it's a mamoshus. So there, I first have to exhaust all other possibilities, says the Trumas Hadeshin, says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, in terms of trying to remove the Isser. Once all other possibilities are exhausted, and now all I'm left with is a possible suffix that maybe there's an Isser there. So at that point in time, I would be allowed to say, okay, now I can grind it and not worry about Inuvat and Lissa L'Chatchila. Now, that's a huge nafkamina l'halacha. Why? Because let's say I'm taking a case where I'm asking you a shaila. Let's say stam shaila, okay? Forget about frozen and the like, you know, the frozen strawberries and the like. Let's say I'm buying fresh strawberries. So fresh strawberries, they're not the cheskas mitulas, even though there are frightening videos out there that are made to scare you off of strawberries. I don't know what strawberries did wrong. Well, who they offended, what they did wrong, I cannot tell you. But, you know, there are videos out there that people have of, you know, they washed the strawberries, they dried the strawberries, they thrift clothed the strawberries, they agitated the strawberries, they called them funny names, and afterwards still there's thrips that are crawling out from the seed beds in the strawberries. You see the old strawberries that are ever created, you know, we're always ulcer, always will be ulcer. I don't know what they did wrong. There are ways to repair strawberries that are halachically proper. Strawberries are in the category of a mir hamotzi. They're not a rope, they're a mir hamotzi. I mean, amotza requires a bedika, requires whatever cleaning would be necessary to get it below the threshold of mir hamotzi. There are ways to do it. I remember I once had a conversation with J.D. Bleich about strawberries. So he said, what's the problem? The women know how to do it. That's it. Like the women, not the OU guy, the women know how to clean it. So they know how to do and clean these particular items. Okay, but let's say I buy a pint of fresh strawberries. I want to put them in the salad. So I go to the Star K website and it tells me soak them in soapy water or in vegetable wash for 5 minutes. And then afterwards, cut off the tops first, I think, but don't cut into the cavity of the strawberry. And then agitate it, rinse it off under a steady stream of water, and then you're good, right? Good. Now, you buy a pint of fresh strawberries. You want to make smoothies out of those fresh strawberries. You're a fine schmecker. You don't use frozen. You only use fresh, right? And now you ask me, could I grind up those strawberries without checking them first? Because it's ein kavanos levato. So, Pashtas, Rikveg would tell you no. Kivager, based on the Trumas Hadeshin, would tell you no. meaning you first have to exhaust every avenue you can to check and to see that whatever is there is gone in order to ensure that they're not there. Once you've exhausted that avenue and that venue, then you could say, okay, now it's Ein Kavanos Levatel, and you're good. That would be pashtus. There is a possibility to argue different. Because I will tell you that if you Google this, do people still Google things? If you ChatGPT this, right, and you ask for the the various articles from the various kashrus websites, so the Star K, the OU, I think the CRC all have articles on this, that it's fine. That you can use the frozen strawberries, and this does not come in the bottle, it's fine. Based on the Shulchan Aruch here, in Pei Dalet, based on this Sif Yud Dalet, that it's fine. But if you go back to the source, it's not so fine. The only thing is one could argue as follows. The case of the Trumas Hadeshin is where these particular wheat kernels were becheskas mitulas. Right? I know there are worms there. I saw them. I cut open wheat kernels that were whole and I found worms inside them. So there, where it's becheskas mitulas, even though it's Ein Kavanos Levatel, I know there's Vadai Isser there, and I have to do everything I can to remove the Isser in order to make it Mutter. When I'm dealing with a Mir Hamatsui, which is really Meikar Adin Mutter, and has a Dirabanan requirement of a Bedika because of the Mir Hamatsui, which there, if the Bedika is not possible, it's going to be Mutter anyway. So there one might argue that's not a problem when it's a suffix bichlal the isser is there. And that's the svara of the matirim, that if it's a suffix bichlal the isser is there, then that would be mutter at that point in time. In terms of buying the frozen, so the added svara there is that they're not checkable as is, meaning the frozen ones, so you can't really do a badik on the frozen ones, and you don't want to put them in frozen because that's the whole kunz of your shake, is that it comes in frozen and comes out with that delicious frozen cold flavor, right? So, and you're not going to spend $2,000 on the ninja professional one that, you know, that'll make it into a slush, unless Dan gets it for $99 also, right? But you're not going to, so then you want it frozen. So that would be a, you know, so to speak, an Ein Mevatel and Isser L'Chatchila. It's not a problem because it's not Kavanos Levatel and you can't do a Bedika. So you exhaust all possibilities of Bedika. You can't do a Bedika. So you are good to go. What I said before is that based on this Yerushalmi, I think, some of the various articles will say that there's a chiluk in Halacha if you bought the strawberries to eat versus you bought the strawberries to blend to begin with. Meaning, if you bought the strawberries to blend, so then you can look at it, this is my svara in this svara, you can look at it like they're already blended, like the Yerushalmi, that once the Kohen is going to grind it, it's already ground. And therefore, you would be allowed then to grind it, and it's not a problem, but if you bought them to eat, so then it's not like it's already ground. So then if it was nimlach, and you decided now you want to use it to grind, no, now it's a problem. Because now it's already been nasar, and it didn't have that din of like it's already ground because of the fact that you didn't buy it to grind it.
Can I pass the fresh strawberries?
The frozen strawberries.
Why not fresh also?
Why not fresh also? Maybe it would be. Maybe it would be the same thing. It would be the same svar.
Isn't really you're talking about when you know, unless I misunderstood the case, isn't he talking about when you know there's bugs there?
He is talking about you know there's bugs there.
So I'm saying this isn't even a roif. This is a mir hamotzui.
Correct. So one could argue in a mir hamotzui, but that would be fine. Like you don't know it's there, and that would be absolutely fine. L'chatchil, you don't have to worry about it. I'm not certain, but that would be the case. I'm really not certain. Even on the frozen ones, I'm not certain, and I'll tell you why. I once had a conversation with Rav Moshe Heineman about this inyan as well. Not strawberries, it was broccoli, actually. I had a conversation with Moshe Heineman about the following. My basic yisod is the following. Once you reach a point where a vegetable that is mir hamotzu becomes impossible to check, and becomes mutter without checking. Right? So that's a cheshbon that's beyond what we've done so far, but basically the point is like this. The bedik of a mir hamotzu is only a requirement when it's possible to check. Right? The Gemara in Chulin brings down at the chiyuv bedik of the rea or other organs of the animal. Let's say you shecht an animal, and there's a mir hamotzui organ of the animal that could be a trefa, and a ze'ev walks away with the innards of the animal. A wolf walks away with the innards of the animal. You can't check it now. So what's the halacha? It's mutter. Because the chiyuv b'dika of amir hamotzer is l'chatchil l'chiyuv. Once it becomes impossible to do so, b'dieved it's mutter. So the Rashba brings this down in the Torah Sabayis. He brings it down l'gabi vegetables that are cooked. Let's say I take vegetables that are amir hamotzer, and I cook the vegetables without checking them, not on purpose. I cook the vegetables without checking them, and afterwards they can't be checked. It's a very common shayla. You know, you go to somebody's house. It's a classic shayla. You go to somebody's house for a meal. So shayla's come up all the time. And you are chayish that they're not bekiyim and b'dikos tolar. They don't know. You know, there are people out there who are not aware of b'dikos tolar. I mean, either because Stabman never learned or because, you know, back in the day when they spread DDT all over the earth, so there was a time period very briefly where there was no need for b'dikos tolar. No living thing would go near those vegetables, right? And at least didn't survive, right? No. You probably shouldn't go near them either, but no, nothing would go near them, so you're good to go. But the halacha would dictate that, the Rashba says, that if they're cooked, and afterwards now you can't check them, so then the halacha is that it's motor b'dieved, because that's already the Rashba gives two svaros there. That's one, the other one is a suffix nimuach, so you have to talk about why there's both svaros. But in that svara, that once you can't check it, since amir hamotzui.
Well, why can't you check cooked vegetables?
At some point in time, it reaches the point where it's just not checkable. You know, the vegetable itself softens. If you can check it, you can check it. But at some point in time, you reach a point where it's not really checkable without destroying it, and that would not be checkable. Once checking it would destroy it, that's not checkable. So I felt that once you get to that svara, so then, you know, a lot of times people will tell you can't buy this fruit or vegetable, it's impossible to check, right? Raspberries, blackberries, you know, these types, it's impossible to check. So if it's a mir hamotzui, if it's a rov problem, absolutely, there's nothing to deal with. It's a mir hamotzui problem, so then if I care it, then l'chatzil, you should be able to buy it. Because if the whole story is that once it becomes impossible, so now it's mutter, because of the fact that it's only a chiv d'rabbanan to check when you can check it, then it should be mutter to buy it without checking. So if I care, if you want to tell me you can't check broccoli, thank you very much. Now I don't have to worry about it. You can't check raspberries, I don't have to worry about it. You can't check blackberries, and I have to worry about it. So I presented this svarta of Heinemann a number of years ago. And Rav Heinemann didn't like it. He didn't like it. Why didn't he like it? Because he felt that that's only a svara if you have it already. Meaning, if you have the vegetable already for whatever reasons, and then you end up in a situation where when you have the vegetable or fruit already, that or you have the situation of the Bnei Ayim that got lost, and now you can't check them, okay, that's already a call to be the Eved, and once you can't check it, it's good. But lechatchila, to put yourself in a position of buying something that then you can't check because afterwards it's not checkable, that you can't do. He said, you're not allowed to go ahead and buy it and say, well, I can buy it lechatchila because I can't check it, so it's mutter b'di eved. That you can't do. Right? So I am chayish, I never spoke to him about this, never had this conversation, but I'm chayish, the same svara might apply here as well. In other words, if you ask me, okay, I got a gift of frozen strawberries from my neighbor or from my non-Jewish boss, and now I want to know, I can't check the strawberries, can I use them in my smoothie? The answer is yes. Use them in your smoothie. There's no problem there. You can't check them. You can grind them. You're good to go. But maybe if you're asking me, can I buy them lechatchila in order to rely on the fact that I can't check them in order to grind them? Because then it's not a problem. Bitlis lechatchila. Maybe that's a lechatchila that you're not allowed to go into an invanlis lechatchila, right? Maybe that's lechatchila that's a problem. So it's not so clear. It's not so poshut that it'll be mutter. I guess the point being that if there's readily available fruits and the like that are, you know, they're under rabbinic supervision, and they're easily attainable, and you have your choice: should I buy these, buy those? Then we should buy those that are free of any kashrus concerns. If you have, you know, you're someplace where there's no other possibility, then maybe there's what to talk about. Right, there's what to talk about, and one could be matir. I spoke to Rashiv about this shayla. I think it was either, I don't recall if it was 3 or 6 years ago, we did the sugya last, and he was very, very like, it's no problem at all. Very comfortable, no problem at all. Bitulis, no problems. Ain't kamanos levatel. It's a suffix if the answer is there. Very comfortable to say you could buy it lechatchila. I'm not certain that all of the various poskim would be maskim to, and all the various poskim, the various kashrus agencies, we mask him to such a svara. Because, like I said, it's a lechatchil of buying it when you have an option to buy one that doesn't have to rely on such a svar. It's almost like, a dover shei shel matirin, ash tochlenu bis tochlenu vetin. Now, one could be done. Let's say you have a person who taka wants this, and the cost difference between the kosher supervised greenhouse grown strawberries, where you get three in a package for $10, versus the package this big for 99 cents, right? And it makes a difference in his lifestyle. Say nechanami, makes a difference in his lifestyle. The truth is that the vast majority of the frozen strawberries anyway are different species of strawberry and don't require a bedika. This was hock after shear last week. If you find the OU on a package of fruits or vegetables, that means that the OU is certifying that this particular fruit or vegetable is not a concern of metulot. It means that either they're grown in a way that's not metulot, they're checked, or they're processed in a way that avoids the problem, but that's part of their certifications. You find that certification on it, that'd be good. I was in a store a couple of weeks back, and my son likes to use these frozen vegetables for smoothies. Frozen fruits, rather, and there were some frozen fruits on it that had ashkacha that was like maybe ashkacha. So there I was comfortable relying on that ashkacha to buy the fruits to grind up in that already is a sfeka, right? Are they there? Are they not there? If they're there, maybe they're not there because they says they're not there. And if they're there, so that already I was comfortable.
Do you eat them out of the package if you're not going to bread them?
Eat them out of the package would say no, they're not. I would not rely on even the Ify Ashkel. Okay, I apologize for the time, and we will continue here to Shem with Pei Tess on Thursday.
Yaakov,
you have your key on?
Just for the purpose of
life. All right.